Are you feeling like you're invisible in conversations, or that your opinions and thoughts are constantly being overlooked? Have you ever wondered why some people seem to command attention and respect while you struggle to be heard? In this video, we're diving into the world of Stoicism to explore seven surprising reasons why people might be ignoring you. Reason 1. Different interests and priorities. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus wisely stated, we have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. Everyone has unique interests and priorities that shape our experiences and dictate how we allocate our time and attention. It is essential to recognize that when someone ignores you, it might not be a reflection of your worth, but rather a manifestation of their focus on their interests and priorities. People are naturally drawn to those who share common passions and values. When you find yourself being ignored, it might be an opportunity to reassess the alignment of your interests with those around you. Seek out individuals who share your enthusiasm for specific topics, hobbies, or causes, and invest your energy in cultivating meaningful connections with them. Remember, the quality of your relationships matters more than the quantity. Stoicism teaches us the importance of self-reliance and finding contentment within ourselves. When we are grounded in our values and passions, we are less likely to be affected by the ignorance of others. Embrace your individuality and focus on your personal growth, for as Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." One way to do this is by attending events, workshops, or classes related to your interests. This not only provides an opportunity to learn and grow, but also creates a space for meeting like-minded individuals who are passionate about the same topics. By immersing yourself in these environments, you increase the likelihood of forming meaningful connections with people who genuinely appreciate and value your presence. Another strategy for navigating different interests and priorities is to practice active listening and genuine curiosity when engaging with others. Stoicism teaches us the importance of being present and attentive in our interactions, as this allows us to better understand and connect with those around us. By asking thoughtful questions and expressing genuine interest in the lives and experiences of others, you demonstrate that you value their perspectives and are open to learning from them. In some cases, it may be necessary to accept that certain relationships or connections are not meant to be a significant part of your life. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote, "You must learn to let go of the things that cannot be changed." Recognizing that some people may have different interests and priorities that do not align with yours can be a difficult pill to swallow, but it is an essential part of personal growth and emotional maturity. Instead of fixating on the ignorance of others, focus on nurturing the relationships that bring you joy, fulfillment, and mutual support. Cultivate a circle of friends and acquaintances who share your values and passions, and invest your time and energy in building strong, meaningful connections with them. It is also essential to recognize that people's interests and priorities can change over time. What may have once been a shared passion or hobby can evolve or fade away, leading to a shift in the dynamics of a relationship. In these situations, it is crucial to be adaptable and open to change, while also being honest with yourself and others about your needs and desires. Stoicism encourages us to embrace change as a natural and inevitable part of life, and to view it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. By adopting a flexible mindset and being open to new experiences, you can navigate the shifting landscape of human connections with grace and resilience. In some cases, you may find that you can bridge the gap between different interests and priorities by discovering shared values or common ground. This might involve engaging in conversations that explore the deeper motivations and beliefs that underlie a person's passions, or seeking out activities that allow for diverse perspectives and experiences. For example, if you are passionate about environmental conservation and someone you know is interested in technology, you might explore the intersection of these two fields by discussing or participating in initiatives related to green technology or sustainable innovation. By finding common ground, you can foster a deeper connection with others and create a space for mutual understanding and growth. Ultimately, navigating different interests and priorities requires a combination of self-awareness, empathy, and adaptability. By being true to your values and passions, while also being open to learning from and connecting with others, you can build a rich and fulfilling network of relationships that transcend superficial differences. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus wisely stated, "Make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens." By focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and accepting the things you cannot, you can cultivate a mindset of resilience and inner strength that will serve you well in all aspects of your life, including your relationships with others. By engaging in activities that align with your passions, practicing active listening and genuine curiosity, and being open to change and growth, you can create a fulfilling and supportive network of connections that enrich your life and contribute to your personal development. Reason 2. Being overly needy or clingy. Being overly dependent on others for validation, support, or companionship can lead to a cycle of neediness that pushes people away. To break this cycle, it is crucial to cultivate a strong sense of self and develop the inner resources necessary to meet your emotional needs. This does not mean isolating yourself or rejecting the support of others, but rather finding a healthy balance between independence and interdependence. The art of finding balance in relationships is a crucial aspect of Stoic teachings. The philosophy emphasizes the importance of maintaining our inner tranquility and self-sufficiency while nurturing connections with others. When we become overly needy or clingy, we risk disrupting this delicate balance and pushing people away. To address this issue, it's essential to recognize the signs of neediness and clinginess in our behavior. Some common indicators include constantly seeking reassurance, being overly dependent on others for decision-making, and feeling anxious or insecure when not in constant contact with someone. By becoming aware of these patterns, we can take active steps to overcome them and cultivate healthier relationships. One of the key practices in Stoicism is the concept of self-reliance. This does not mean isolating ourselves from others or rejecting their support, but rather developing a strong sense of self and inner resilience. By focusing on our personal growth and cultivating our own interests, we can reduce our dependence on others for validation and fulfillment. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, once wrote, "The greatest wealth is a poverty of desires." By limiting our desires for external validation and focusing on our inner wealth, we can find contentment and happiness within ourselves. This, in turn, will make us more attractive to others and less likely to be ignored due to neediness or clinginess. Another essential aspect of overcoming neediness is learning to manage our emotions effectively. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between our emotions and our reactions to them. By practicing self-awareness and mindfulness, we can identify when we are feeling needy or clingy and consciously choose to respond in a more balanced and healthy manner. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." By focusing on our thoughts and emotions, we can develop the inner strength necessary to overcome neediness and clinginess. In addition to managing our emotions, it's crucial to set healthy boundaries in our relationships. This means being clear about our needs and expectations, while also respecting the needs and boundaries of others. By establishing and maintaining these boundaries, we can create a more balanced and mutually fulfilling dynamic in our connections with others. It's also essential to recognize that building healthy relationships takes time and effort. As Epictetus said, we should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired? By regularly reflecting on our progress and identifying areas for improvement, we can continue to grow and develop in our relationships. Another valuable practice in overcoming neediness is cultivating gratitude. By focusing on the positive aspects of our lives and expressing appreciation for the people and experiences that enrich them, we can shift our mindset away from a sense of lack and toward a sense of abundance. This, in turn, can help reduce feelings of neediness and clinginess. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." By embracing this attitude of gratitude, we can foster a more positive and resilient mindset that will serve us well in our relationships and in life. By recognizing the signs of neediness and clinginess, practicing self-reliance, managing our emotions, setting healthy boundaries, and cultivating gratitude, we can overcome these tendencies and develop healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Reason 3. Loss of desire. The loss of desire can be a complex and multifaceted issue, often rooted in the natural ebb and flow of human connections. It is essential to understand that people's desires and preferences can change over time, and it is not always within your control. In some cases, the loss of desire might be a reflection of personal growth, shifting priorities, or the realization that a particular connection no longer serves one's needs or values. When faced with the loss of desire from others, it is crucial to practice self-awareness and self-compassion. Reflect on your own needs, values, and priorities, and consider whether the connection in question still aligns with your personal growth and well-being. It is possible that the loss of desire on the part of the other person is a sign that the relationship has run its course, and it may be time to let go and focus on cultivating new connections that better serve your needs and aspirations. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote, "We should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired?" By regularly examining our own thoughts, emotions, and actions, we can gain valuable insights into our personal growth and development and make informed decisions about the relationships we choose to invest in. Another aspect of loss of desire to consider is the role of communication. In some cases, people may ignore you due to a misunderstanding or a lack of clear communication about their needs, desires, or boundaries. By engaging in open and honest dialogue, you can work towards clarifying any misunderstandings and rekindling the connection. Approach the conversation with curiosity and a genuine desire to understand the other person's perspective. Ask open-ended questions and listen actively and empathically to their responses. Be open to the possibility that your own actions or behaviors may have contributed to the loss of desire, and be willing to make necessary changes to address any issues that arise. It is also essential to recognize that in some cases, the loss of desire may be temporary or situational. People may be going through personal challenges, stresses, or life transitions that temporarily impact their ability to engage in or prioritize certain relationships. By offering understanding and support during these times, you can demonstrate your commitment to the connection and potentially strengthen it in the long run. However, it is important to strike a balance between offering support and maintaining your own emotional well-being. If the loss of desire persists, despite your efforts to communicate and offer support, it may be necessary to accept that the connection has changed and to focus on cultivating new relationships that better serve your needs and aspirations. In the face of loss of desire, Stoicism encourages us to cultivate resilience and adaptability. As Epictetus taught, make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. By focusing on what we can control, such as our thoughts, emotions, and actions, and letting go of what we cannot control, like the desires and preferences of others, we can navigate the challenges of loss of desire with grace and wisdom. Ultimately, the key to overcoming the loss of desire lies in cultivating a strong sense of self and a deep connection to our own values and priorities. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou wilt always look there." By nurturing our inner resources and fostering a mindset of growth and resilience, we can weather the storms of loss of desire and emerge stronger and more connected to ourselves and others. By practicing self-awareness, self-compassion, and open communication, we can better understand the reasons behind the loss of desire and take appropriate action to address any underlying issues. By embracing the teachings of Stoicism and cultivating resilience and adaptability, we can navigate the challenges of loss of desire with wisdom and grace, and ultimately foster more meaningful and fulfilling connections with those around us. Reason 4. Avoiding difficult conversations. People may choose to ignore you as a way of avoiding difficult conversations or confrontations. The Stoic teachings encourage us to face adversity with courage and wisdom, recognizing that growth often lies on the other side of discomfort. If you find that others are ignoring you to avoid addressing challenging topics, consider approaching the situation with empathy and assertiveness. Communicate your thoughts and feelings honestly, while also being open to hearing their perspective. By fostering an environment of mutual respect and understanding, you can create space for meaningful dialogue and resolution. Remember, as Marcus Aurelius said, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Embrace the challenges that arise in your relationships as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. When faced with the reality that people may be ignoring you to avoid difficult conversations, it's essential to develop the necessary skills to navigate these situations effectively. By adopting a Stoic approach, you can cultivate the wisdom and courage required to address challenging topics and foster open communication. The first step in addressing difficult conversations is to acknowledge and accept the discomfort they evoke. As human beings, we are naturally inclined to avoid pain and seek pleasure. However, Stoicism teaches us that growth and self-improvement often lie in embracing life's challenges and discomforts. By accepting that difficult conversations are an inevitable part of life, you can begin to develop the mental fortitude required to engage in them constructively. Before initiating a challenging conversation, take the time to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. This introspection will help you clarify your intentions and ensure that you approach the conversation from a place of understanding and empathy. Ask yourself questions such as, "What is my goal in having this conversation? How can I express my thoughts and feelings in a way that promotes open dialogue? What can I learn from this situation?" Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. By putting yourself in the other person's shoes, you can gain valuable insight into their perspective and motivations. This understanding can help you approach difficult conversations with compassion and a genuine desire to find a resolution. Remember that, as the Stoic philosopher Heracles taught, we are all part of a larger human family, and our connections to one another are essential for our collective well-being. Clear, concise, and respectful communication is crucial when engaging in difficult conversations. To ensure that your message is received and understood, practice active listening, which involves giving your full attention to the speaker, seeking clarification when necessary, and summarizing their points to demonstrate your understanding. Additionally, use I statements to express your thoughts and feelings rather than blaming or criticizing the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always ignore me when we need to talk about important things," you could say, "I feel frustrated when I sense that you're avoiding a conversation that I believe is important for both of us." In difficult conversations, it's easy to become fixated on the points of disagreement, leading to further misunderstanding and conflict. Instead, strive to identify areas of agreement and shared values. By focusing on common ground, you can create a foundation for collaboration and compromise, ultimately leading to a more productive and satisfying resolution. Change takes time, and it's essential to approach difficult conversations with patience and persistence. It may take multiple attempts and ongoing dialogue to reach a resolution, but by remaining committed to open communication and understanding, you can foster a stronger and more resilient connection with the other person. As Seneca wisely stated, difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. Regardless of the outcome, every difficult conversation offers an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Take the time to reflect on the conversation, identifying what went well and what could be improved in the future. By learning from these experiences, you can continue to refine your communication skills and develop a more stoic approach to navigating life's challenges. By practicing self-reflection, empathy, and effective communication, you can foster open dialogue, find common ground, and ultimately strengthen your connections with others. As Marcus Aurelius reminded us, the art of living is more like wrestling than dancing, insofar as it stands ready against the accidental and the unforeseen, and is not apt to fall. By embracing the challenges of difficult conversations, we can cultivate resilience, growth, and deeper connections with those around us. Reason 5. Being too critical. The art of constructive criticism lies in the delicate balance between honesty and empathy. When offering feedback, it is crucial to consider the recipient's feelings and perspectives, as well as the potential impact of your words on their self-esteem and motivation. By adopting a more empathetic approach to criticism, you can foster a more positive and productive atmosphere in your relationships. One way to practice empathy in criticism is by employing the sandwich method. This technique involves framing your critique between two positive statements, allowing you to address the issue at hand while also acknowledging the person's strengths and accomplishments. For example, you might begin by praising their effort or a specific aspect of their work, followed by your constructive feedback, and concluding with an encouraging remark or suggestion for improvement. Another essential aspect of empathetic criticism is to focus on the behavior or action in question rather than attacking the person's character. By separating the issue from the individual, you can help to prevent defensiveness and promote a more open and receptive mindset. For instance, instead of saying, "You are always disorganized," you might say, "I noticed that the report was a bit disorganized. Perhaps we could work together to find a better structure for it." Moreover, it is crucial to be mindful of the timing and context of your criticism. offering feedback in a public setting or during a high-stress situation may only serve to embarrass or overwhelm the recipient, making them less receptive to your message. Instead, choose a private and calm setting where you can have a more open and constructive conversation. In addition to practicing empathy in your criticism, it is also essential to be open to receiving feedback from others. By actively seeking and embracing constructive criticism, you demonstrate humility, a willingness to learn, and a commitment to personal growth. This attitude can inspire those around you to do the same, fostering a culture of mutual respect and continuous improvement. The Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus once said, "We should not, like sheep, follow the herd of creatures in front of us, making our way where others go, not where we ought to go." In the context of criticism, this means resisting the urge to blindly follow the opinions of others or engage in groupthink. Instead, strive to form your own opinions based on careful reflection and a thorough understanding of the situation. Being too critical can also manifest in the form of self-criticism. Excessive self-criticism can lead to feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, and even depression. To counteract this tendency, it is essential to cultivate self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Stoicism teaches us to recognize and accept our imperfections as part of the human condition. By embracing our flaws and acknowledging that we are all works in progress, we can develop a more compassionate and forgiving attitude towards ourselves and others. In the words of Epictetus, "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen, and you will go on well." This wisdom can be applied to self-criticism by accepting our mistakes and shortcomings as opportunities for growth and learning, rather than as evidence of our inadequacy. To cultivate self-compassion, practice speaking to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a close friend. Reframe negative self-talk in a more positive and supportive light, and focus on your strengths and accomplishments, rather than dwelling on your perceived weaknesses or failures. As the Stoic teachings remind us, the key to navigating the challenges of criticism lies in striking a balance between honesty and empathy, and in recognizing the interconnectedness of our shared human experience. By embracing these principles, we can transform our relationships and create a more harmonious and fulfilling life. Reason 6. Social anxiety or depression. Sometimes people may ignore you not because of anything you have done, but because they are struggling with their mental health. Social anxiety and depression can make it challenging for individuals to engage with others, leading them to withdraw or avoid social interactions. If you suspect that someone's ignorance might be rooted in mental health struggles, approach the situation with empathy and understanding. Offer your support and encouragement, while also respecting their boundaries and needs. Remember that it is not your responsibility to fix their mental health issues, but rather to be a compassionate presence in their lives. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote, "One of the most beautiful qualities of true friendship is to understand and to be understood." By cultivating a spirit of compassion and understanding, you can be a source of comfort and support for those navigating the challenges of mental health. To better understand and support those who may be ignoring you due to social anxiety or depression, it's essential to learn more about these conditions and how they manifest in an individual's life. Social anxiety disorder, also known as social phobia, is characterized by intense fear, anxiety, or avoidance of social situations due to concerns about being judged, embarrassed, or humiliated. People with social anxiety often experience physical symptoms such as blushing, trembling, or sweating, and they may go to great lengths to avoid social interactions that trigger their anxiety. Depression, on the other hand, is a mood disorder that affects a person's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Symptoms of depression can include persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities, low energy, difficulty concentrating, and feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Depression can make it challenging for individuals to engage in social activities or maintain relationships, as they may lack the energy or motivation to do so. When someone with social anxiety or depression ignores you, it's crucial to approach the situation with empathy, patience, and understanding. Learn about social anxiety and depression to better understand the challenges faced by those who struggle with these conditions. This knowledge will help you be more empathetic and supportive in your interactions with them. Let the person know that you're there for them and that you care about their well-being. Encourage them to seek professional help if they haven't already, as therapy and medication can be effective treatments for social anxiety and depression. Understand that it may take time for someone with social anxiety or depression to feel comfortable engaging in social interactions or opening up about their feelings. Be patient and give them the space they need to progress at their own pace. While it's essential to offer support, it's equally important to respect the boundaries of those struggling with social anxiety or depression. Don't push them to engage in social activities or conversations that make them uncomfortable, as this could exacerbate their symptoms. When someone with social anxiety or depression does feel comfortable opening up, practice active listening. Give them your full attention and avoid interrupting or offering unsolicited advice. Simply being present and offering a non-judgmental ear can be incredibly helpful and supportive. Encourage the person to prioritize self-care, as this can help alleviate the symptoms of social anxiety and depression. Self-care can include activities such as exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or engaging in creative hobbies. If the person is open to attending social events or seeking professional help, offer to accompany them. Your presence can provide comfort and support, making it easier for them to face challenging situations. In the teachings of Stoicism, we learn the importance of empathy, compassion, and understanding in our interactions with others. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." By embodying these virtues and offering support to those struggling with social anxiety or depression, we can help create an environment in which they feel more comfortable engaging with others and overcoming their challenges. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and let go of what we cannot. While we cannot control whether someone with social anxiety or depression chooses to engage with us, we can control our response to their situation. By offering support, understanding, and patience, we can create a more compassionate and inclusive world for everyone. By educating yourself about these conditions, offering support, respecting boundaries, and practicing active listening, you can help create a more inclusive and compassionate environment for those struggling with mental health challenges. In doing so, you'll not only help them feel more connected and supported, but also embody the virtues of Stoicism, fostering personal growth and resilience in the process. Reason 7, conflict or disagreement. When addressing conflict or disagreement, it is essential to maintain a calm and composed demeanor. The Stoics believed that our emotions should be guided by reason, and that we should strive to remain calm and collected even in the face of adversity. By maintaining your composure, you can better navigate the complexities of the disagreement and work towards a resolution. It is crucial to practice active listening during a conflict. Active listening involves not only hearing the other person's words, but also paying attention to their tone, body language, and emotions. By fully engaging with the other person, you can better understand their perspective and respond in a way that acknowledges their feelings and concerns. When responding to the other person, be mindful of your language and tone. Avoid using accusatory or inflammatory language, as this can escalate the conflict and create further misunderstandings. Instead, focus on expressing your thoughts and feelings in a clear, concise, and respectful manner. By doing so, you can foster an environment of open communication and mutual understanding. It is also essential to recognize that not all conflicts can be resolved, and that sometimes the best course of action may be to agree to disagree. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote, "We should always allow some time to elapse, for time discloses the truth." In some cases, it may be necessary to take a step back from the conflict and allow time for emotions to cool and perspectives to shift. When faced with an unresolvable disagreement, it is important to maintain your dignity and self-respect. Do not allow the conflict to consume you or define your worth. Instead, focus on the aspects of your life that you can control and continue to cultivate your inner wisdom and virtue. In some cases, it may be helpful to seek the guidance of a neutral third party, such as a mediator or counselor, to help navigate the conflict. A skilled mediator can provide an objective perspective and facilitate open communication between the parties involved, helping to identify common ground and work towards a resolution. Ultimately, the teachings of Stoicism encourage us to view conflicts and disagreements as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. By engaging with others in a spirit of wisdom, justice, courage, and self-discipline, we can learn valuable lessons about ourselves and the world around us. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." By embracing the challenges of conflict and disagreement, we can transform our thoughts and, in turn, our lives. We can learn to see the world from different perspectives, cultivate empathy and understanding, and develop the resilience necessary to navigate the complexities of human relationships. Remember that the key to navigating the challenges of ignorance lies in cultivating self-awareness, empathy, and resilience. By embracing the teachings of Stoicism and fostering a mindset of growth and compassion, we can transform the obstacles we face into opportunities for personal development and connection. As Epictetus reminded us, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. By choosing to respond to the challenges of ignorance with wisdom and grace, we can create a more harmonious and fulfilling life for ourselves and those around us. Remember that ultimately, the quality of our lives is determined not by the actions of others, but by our response to those actions. As Epictetus taught, men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them. By embracing the teachings of Stoicism and fostering a mindset of growth and compassion, we can transform the challenges of ignorance into opportunities for personal development and connection.